This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
According to Politico, President Trump told his top advisors and some of the members of his cabinet that Elon Musk could soon be taking a step back from his current role in the administration. ABC News reported that Musk is employed as a, quote, special government employee, and his position is not to exceed 130 days, and Musk's appointment would be up close to the end of May. On Monday, when asked specifically about Elon Musk's 130-day time limit, President Trump told reporters, "I think he's been amazing, but I also think he's got a big company to run, and at some point, he's going to go back. He wants to." Steve,
that's fine.
You predicted this long ago.
Oh, come on, man.
Your thoughts?
Boy, bad. This is... He done got his $230 million worth. He got to get up out of here. He getting too much press for the president. He not going to allow that. I told y'all, this 130 days, where that come from? They just be making stuff up, man, act like they knew it all along. Man, this administration crazy. These tariffs, these 10 to 50% tariffs went into effect. Y'all, I'm just telling you, you're going to feel the hit. Y'all buckle up, get ready.
Well, you saw Mitch McConnell voted against him, the president. Four big Republicans, including Mitch McConnell. So, the tariffs against Canada.
I'm not going to go that.
This is his last term anyway.
I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah.
I know it sounds like I ain't going to make it.
Like Ichabod Crane.
All right. Moving on to this story. This is a really sad story here, guys. This is out of Augusta, Georgia. 24-year-old dad was arrested after he left his three children playing at one of those McDonald's play places while he went on a job interview. His kids are 10, 6, and 1. He told police that he does not have a car, so he and the kids walked to McDonald's from their apartment to eat, and he let the kids play after they ate. He said he decided to let the kids stay and play instead of walking back home alone because he had a job interview. Someone at McDonald's called the police after noticing that the children were left unattended for a while. When the father got back, almost 2 hours later, he was arrested. The kid's mom came to pick them up from McDonald's. Reportedly, the dad was gone from 4:30 to 6:18 p.m. This caused outrage on social media, with commenters saying that he never should have been arrested because the 10-year-old knew how to take care of the smaller children. And others noted that the dad was doing all he could to secure a job without having a car or child care. And there were a lot of comments about the dangers of leaving three kids alone in a public place. So, what do you think?
The dangers outweigh the positives here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
A 10-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 1-year-old? A 1-year-old.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You can't leave a child unsupervised that long in these days and times. Yeah. Somebody could have snatched some kids.
Anything.
Sad. You know, and the sad thing about social media, it's open to anybody's opinion.
Yes.
Even the ignorant.
Yeah.
You look, man, you can't leave a child in a car and go in the store.
No. Nope. Right. But what, right, you're absolutely right. In the car, in the parking lot of the
school. It's child store. Endangerment.
It is. Yes. It is
just, children at 10, he can't make enough decisions.
Yes, he's
10. Come on. But Steve, what about the people that are saying, the commenters who are saying that, well, he was trying to get a job.
He was trying to get a job. But you got to think this out a little bit better than that.
Yeah.
Got a one-year-old, man.
Yeah. Bro, you got to get somebody, a relative. If the wife came and picked him up.
The mother.
I mean, the mother came and picked him up. Where was the mama at when she knows she needed a job? Now, if she was at work, okay, cool. But I got a chance to get a job. My interview is at 4:30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If he'd have told that woman, I'm going to take these kids down to McDonald's. I'm going to leave them here till I come back. She wouldn't have went for that. Bro, nobody would go for that.
Absolutely not. And did he?
I mean, this is common sense. Come on.
That's why social media is so dangerous, man.
Yeah.
You look at when he trying to get a job. Okay.
He got to get a babysitter to go on a job interview, period.
Yeah.
But if you that stupid to do that, they not finna hire you, though.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
I can promise you.
The arrest, come on.
But he said, Steve.
He said what, Shirley?
He said that he decided to let the kids stay and play instead of walking back home alone.
So he was going to steal
because he had
alone.
A job.
He
going
to leave him home alone.
He was going, right.
McDonald's or the house. He was going to leave them alone.
Let them stay there instead of let them walk home alone.
Right.
Which is another dumb decision.
That bad decision.
I was going to let the 10, 6, and 1 walk home alone, or I can leave them here alone. Both his decisions was to leave the children alone, either walking or staying at the thing. That's not a smart decision. Mm-hmm. I don't care who you are. Because even if you got the job and something happened to one of them kids, was it worth it? Absolutely not.
All right. Finally, what many thought was an April Fool's joke turned out to be a real thing. KFC has decided to add its finger-licking good offerings with a new fried chicken-flavored toothpaste. Okay?
Genius.
I'll just stay with my mint.
I want my toothpaste to taste like toothpaste.
Yeah. Toothpaste. Not chicken.
If you already got bad breath, now you put this hot chicken in there. Now your breath smell like hot spoiled chicken.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.